Rick, you were talking about some of the areas that you've been focusing on this winter as far as drought with meetings across the state. So talk about some of those areas that farmers and ranchers seem to be most interested in.
We have a half a dozen different teams of faculty working on drought-related issues. And, of course, our beef and range team is probably by far our most active. They have done a series of probably about 50 meetings across the state on helping producers think into the future, the different strategies they can consider as the range and forage resources become short. So that's probably been our biggest area.
In that category, what are some of the things that folks are looking at as possibilities going forward here?
Okay. A lot of producers are looking at downsizing herds, and they've usually got several choices they can consider, and what are the implications of each of those choices, and more, what are the economic implications, both short-term and long-term. And so our faculty are helping them think through some of those. During the winter, we were talking also a lot about things such as corn stock grazing and corn feeding corn stocks and other feed resources that might be available. This spring, we're hearing a lot of discussion or interest in growing forages under pivots as providing a forage source into the summer or in fall. What would be an appropriate forage to put under these? How much water is going to be required? Those kind of questions in areas where we've used to growing corn and we're maybe not so used to growing forages under those circumstances.
We've also got some situations where wells could be running short of water this year, of the irrigation water, and you mentioned some strategies to help producers dealing with those type of situations.
Well, we certainly have regions of the state where water is going to be an increasingly big issue, and our faculty in those areas, a number of them have been trained on using tools for deficit irrigation, and usually there's a range of choices you have. And so what do the models suggest might be a preferred decision under some of those kind of environments? So we haven't done much teaching or training of producers in that area yet, but mostly getting our faculty up to speed so that they can consult one-on-one with producers. And if there is an educational need for that, we'd be prepared to help with those.
And you also mentioned people looking at possibly going back to some grain sorghum this year, which in some cases has been a while.
Grain sorghum, I think, is going to be driven by a couple of issues. One is the drought, and we also have a couple of ethanol plants that are looking at switching their production over to grain sorghum, and there's some economic advantages to them for that. So we anticipate a greater interest in grain sorghum. We've not done a whole lot in extension on that, and so we're trying to get ourselves up to speed and trying to provide just some basic cropping systems, agronomic information. A lot of that I think you'll be seeing in our Crop Watch newsletter that Extension provides. So we're re-educating ourselves on issues such as grain sorghum because we anticipate a greater need in that area.
Any particular areas of the state that are looking at that more strongly than others?
Well, the Abengoa folks in Ravenna have been planning a conversion, increasing the conversion to grain sorghum in that area, so we anticipate a demand that's going to be hard for us to meet with our current production. And I'm trying to think of the plant that's out in the southwest part of the state. It's not occurring to me right now, but interest also in southwest Nebraska in terms of growing grain sorghum for feeding into an ethanol plant. So I think we're going to see some interest from that aspect as well as from the dry conditions. Some of our faculty are telling me, and I'm no expert in this area, but they're telling me that grain sorghum is very efficient about using water for producing grain up to that 90-100 bushel per acre. If we've got enough moisture, that's going to carry a crop beyond that. Corn probably makes a lot more sense in dryland conditions, but if we're going to be below that, grain sorghum may make a lot of sense in many circumstances.